Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit is lobbying for stiffer penalties to be imposed on Predial thieves. We hear why. And you'll want to stay tuned for our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
One of the greatest challenges preventing the elimination of predial larceny, according to Sergeant Damian Harry of the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, is the fact that fines imposed on persons found guilty of the crime are too low.
Let me give you an example. An average cattle or cow can be sold anywhere between $80,000 to $150,000. And so, for instance, if 5 cattle are stolen, that's well over $500,000. Correct. But if you're a cart and you go before the court and you pay only $20,000 or $50,000, is that a deterrent?
With estimates indicating that approximately $5 billion is lost annually to predial larceny, Sergeant Harry says the punishment does not account for the truly detrimental nature of the crime.
Currently, under the Agricultural Produce Act, the fine is $250,000 maximum. Under the Predial Larceny Act, the fine is $20,000. In my view, that's grossly inadequate based on the magnitude of the offense and the threat that it poses to national development. I would contend that if you are in an organization, business, industry, and your aim is to make a profit, and $5 billion of that is going towards thieves, then what is the incentive to remain in that industry?
The unit, he says, is currently working to have both pieces of legislation amended to impose stiffer penalties on those convicted of the crime.
So far, we have made amendments to the Agricultural Produce Act, as well as the Predial Larceny Prevention Act, and we focus mostly on increasing the fines, as well as a redefining predial larceny so that it includes agricultural produce, livestock, as well as any form of agricultural equipment as well. So those changes have been made, and we have made a submission to Cabinet. So we're waiting for the approval.
Coordinator at the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit, Trudy Ann Edwards. Redefining predial larceny is key, Ms. Edwards says, because judges will be better equipped to apply penalties to offenders. The Agriculture Produce Act and Predial Larceny Prevention Act currently do not outline penalties for theft, forcing resident magistrates to utilize various pieces of legislation to apply sanctions to predial thieves. The amended acts will firmly establish predial larceny as a criminal act and provide strong penalties to deter offenders. The unit is urging farmers and agricultural workers across the island to get on board with the move to increase the fines and redefine predial larceny, all part of plans to drastically reduce incidences of predial larceny in Jamaica. And now for our proverb of the day. Fool pickney make fool getter from him 2 time. Translation: only a foolish child allows a chicken to get away from him twice, and this means never allow yourself to be fooled the same way more than once. And that's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned, and please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at www.gis.gov.jm or check out our Facebook page. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Vaughn Davis, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.